Are you tired of watching the same old travel videos on the internet? Well, then check out MikeNoGoZones.com, a travel documentary that's breaking barriers. I go to the places that the media tells you to fear, where no one else dares to go. Baltimore, Opa-locka, south side of Chicago, and more. Go to MikeNoGoZones.com.
We got the Heat and the Celtics tonight, and it's really about mindset tonight for the Heat. And it's a mindset that you got to go in aggressive, and you've got to play the game the right way from the beginning, okay? Because that's what they don't do. They end up falling behind, and then they've got to come back, and it's worked for them. But last time, Boston brought it. And now, see, the thing is, what's happened to the Miami Heat, believe it or not, the competition's gotten stronger. And if you thought Milwaukee was the better team, they're not. Boston's the better team than Milwaukee. Milwaukee has the number one player, but they don't have a better team than Boston. They're not deeper than Boston. Boston has more options than Indiana, more options than Milwaukee. So Miami played well in the first two games, came back, showed a lot of character in those comebacks, but in game three, it didn't work out for you. Now you've been able to sit on it for a couple of days, which is what the coach wanted. He wanted to see you guys, see how you respond to something like this. You know what I'm saying? And so now you look at this situation, they've got to come out aggressive right from the get-go. They can't go trailing 10, 15 points because, you know, the time is mounting on you. The minutes are mounting on you. So you've got to be tired, and at least you had a nice stretch here where you had a couple of days off, which you haven't had in a while, right? And they've been fortunate that they've ended their series early where they've gotten some rest in between these series, and now they're getting again rest in this series, which is huge. So the job for Miami, it's not that you got to do something different in the game plan or anything like that. No, you just got to come out aggressive right from the get-go. Play great defense right from the get-go. Play great offense right from the get-go. You take the lead. You set the pace. You put the pressure on the Celtics. Look, the Heat lose tonight. The series is not over. It's just a three-game series now. That's all it is. They've got a great chance of winning it still. But you've made it that much harder for you now. You win tonight, now you put the Celtics in a position where they've got to beat you three out of the next four games in order to win it. That's pretty tough to do. You know what I mean? So that's where you've got to kind of play this game the right way. No, I'm sorry. Wait, they got to beat you three straight, not three out of four. My math is bad. Tonight's the fourth game. So you win this game, you put them at 3-1, they've got to beat you three straight. That's impossible almost. I mean, not impossible, but you know what I mean. I don't believe if Miami goes up 3-1 on Boston, I don't believe they're going to lose three straight. I don't believe they're going to pull a Clippers or anything like that. I just don't. Miami has way more character. They're much more dedicated right now. I'm not telling you they have more talent than the Clippers. But they obviously are more focused than the Clippers. So tonight, it's about changing the style of play. No, not the style of play. Tonight, it's about changing the attitude. And the attitude that you normally have in the second half, you need it in the first half. You need it from the second of the tip. Send the message to the Celtics that you are going to take over this game tonight, that you are going to set the pace of this game, that you are going to put them in a box, put them in a corner, beat them, and send the message, hey, we're up 3-1, we're better than you. Yeah, you got the last game, but let's remind you who's the better team in this series right now. And that's what you do by winning tonight. That's what you do by playing aggressive tonight. That's what you do by setting the tone tonight. That's what you have to do. It's all about the tone, not about the game plan, Not about telling one guy to do this or one guy or Jimmy's got to be aggressive early, aggressive late. It's none of that. It's not about Bam being aggressive. It's about the team going out there and attacking the Celtics right from the get-go. You do that, you set yourself up 3-1, you control this series from here on out. So it'll be fun to see what happens tonight between those two, as I'm sure we'll all be watching. I cannot wait. 786-322-1105 if you want to get in on the text line. That's 786-322-1105 if you want to get in on the text line. You can also reach out to us on Twitter. That's at Big O Show. Follow us there as always, because you know that that thing's like a 24-hour talk show. It is always going on. Isis says, Jimmy Butler has to have a strong start, and the rest of the team will follow suit. We need Jimmy buckets. Everybody. It's not just a Jimmy thing. Everybody's got to be aggressive. It's about aggressive on the defensive side of the court, aggressive on the offensive side of the court. Listen, if Jimmy's aggressive early on by getting others involved, that's good enough too. I don't care how you do it. It doesn't really have to be Jimmy scoring a lot. Not if you get Duncan involved early, and not if you get, you know, Tyler and Bam and all these guys scoring, and Crowder, all that, and obviously Dragon. If Jimmy can focus on defense and facilitate, it can work that way too. It doesn't have to be so obvious that, oh no, Jimmy has to take over and score. He's not really a scorer. You know what I mean? He can score, but he's not really a scorer. And so I don't know if you want to put him necessarily in that position. I think he just has to kind of let the game come to him in a way where if he can drive and get some buckets and get some fouls, then you do it. But if they double team you and all those things, then he has to then set other guys up. And those guys, what do they got to do? They got to hit the shots. So I don't know if it's really, like I told you, it's not really about game plan. It's not about changing what you do. It's just really an attitude change that has to happen tonight. You cannot go into that game half-ass at the start of it, and then all of a sudden desperation sets in because you're trailing by double digits. That can't happen. Okay? I mean, it's possible to do it again and come back, of course. Everything is possible. But if Boston smells blood again, that's what they're going for tonight. And they're, bet your ass that they have sat for the last couple of days. I don't think they've gotten fat heads. I think they fed off of what they did the other night. And they said, we got to do this again because this is how we'll even up the series. And then we could take the next step. That's what they're thinking. 786-322-1105. If you want to get in on the program, we're coming to you live, baby, from VSS West Pines, 12397 Pembroke Road. Come on by and say hi. And we'll be out here for a couple of hours. You doing all right, Bill?
Yeah, what you were talking about last night, the thing about it is watching the Yankees, because I was first in on the Marlins. I think it was to like 6-1 in the fifth, sixth inning. Yeah. So I went hard on the Yankees. And thankfully, on ESPN, boom, and they were doing split shots. And I'm, of course, keeping track of what the Phillies are doing. And you see the Phillies lose the first game and then that second game.
Walk off.
And, no, but the thing is, the errant throw in the seventh to allow them to tie. And then in extra innings, another errant throw to first, and they go up 7-6. And I'm like, are you kidding me? We're going to have two errant, and that's why Phillies going to – but thankfully, they did pull it off. They took two hits, two losses, 8-7. But it isn't just watching the Marlins. Got to, you know, we're in the playoffs. You got to be watching everybody, man.
Yeah.
You know,
I was watching some of that too last night, but I was just amazed at what happened. Huh?
He just wants to know when we're going to break.
Oh.
Okay. You know, it could be, you know, 15, 20, 30, 40, 50. Okay. With this guy, he'll run amok.
Is that for me or something? From the Dominican Republic? Oh, that's let me see. Thank you. I sent to me from the Dominican Republic. Who's our boy from the Dominican Republic? I forgot now that he's always on the board. I'm not sure if it's Alex. I'd be lying to you if I told you the name now because I'm brain farting because there's so many of you. Let's see what we got here from the DR. Okay, the envelope, please. Let me see.
And the winner is?
Wow. James in the DR. James, dude. Appreciate it, brother. Like, this is a different kind of super chat. Thank you, sir. Wow. That is very nice of you, my man. I don't know what to say, to be honest with you. James says, first, thanks to Jose at VSS West Pines for his help to getting you this. With my risk factors, I have been sheltered at home for 6 months, and my company computer does not allow me to subscribe to your show. My super chat, in memory of the late comedian David Brenner, who I had the pleasure of waiting on during my 1 year in his career at Bayside, who left a final request that 100 in small bills be placed in his left socks, just in case tipping is recommended where I'm going. Mr. Brenner was a good tipper. On that note, please accept the included tip for the service you and your team provide. It keeps me in touch with home, and right now that is priceless. James in the DR. Wow, James, that is... again, too kind, my brother. I appreciate you. I can't say enough about that, man. That is very nice of you to support the show like you guys do with the Super Chat all the time. And that is I can't say enough, James. You know what, James? I can't wait till this crap is over so we can go to the Dominican Republic and hang out and have a presidente. You know what I'm saying, bro? I'm looking forward to that. So hopefully we'll be able to do that down the line, and that is very nice of you, man. Too nice. Too nice, James. I don't know if we deserve it, man. Wow. That is that's awesome. That's strong on your part, James. Appreciate that, man. That is good. Oh, man. Wow. Yeah, you've left me floored, James. Thank you, sir. That was very nice. I'm sure also Bill appreciates it, too. That is awesome.
Speechless, man.
To go to those
amazing
extremes.
Thank you. Yeah.
The extremes you guys go to, you know, from bringing us an AC to, you know, Dougie Fresh, whatever, the Devo helmet, the shirts, the masks you guys have sent us. The
Darth Vader, Rush lunchbox,
you know, all this.
Star Wars shirts.
Yeah, I mean, Star Wars shirts from Ray. I mean,
Vicky's. Brownies.
Yeah, everything. By the way, where's John Rouse at? I haven't seen John Rouse on the board the last couple of days. Speaking of brownies and an AC.
And Vicky's.
That's right. He also brings little Vicky's. You guys are awesome, man. Thank you so much. Really, really, really blessed. Wow. That is fantastic. John Santos says, Miami Heat, Inter Miami win tonight and the Dolphins win tomorrow. I don't like baseball, but I will root for the Marlins in spirit. There you go, John. I like it. James says, Heat got to stop those turnovers, must come out focused. That's what it's all about, bro. It's a different focus that you got to have tonight. Tonight, you got to have desperation from the first second. And part of that is aggressive offensively, aggressive defensively, and like you just said, smart. Don't turn over the ball. If you don't turn over the ball and you stay away from that stuff, you're going to put yourself in a great position to win this game once again. That part is not hard. The execution part of it, obviously, at that level, is incredibly difficult. But changing the mindset, it's not that hard. You know, it's an attitude that we all have for anything that we want to tackle. If we wake up in the morning and we just say, well, I feel lazy, I don't feel like doing it. But if you wake up in the morning, you say, damn it, I'm going to do this and I'm going to clean the garage. And you're going to do it. But if you wake up in the morning with the attitude of, hey, you know, my back is a little stiff today. You know, I'm just like, I didn't sleep that much the last couple of nights. You know, I'm going to rest. I'm going to relax. And you do nothing. You hang out and you watch television all day. But then you get up that moment where you're like pissed and motivated and you say, no, I got to wash my car today. I got to clean out the garage. That's what the Heat have to do tonight. Tonight, they've got to walk in saying, we got to bring it from the first minute. Instead of waiting to the second half and you've struggled the entire first half. And then now in the second half, you're down by 10, 12, 15. And now you get motivated that you got to get back into it because you got two quarters left to do it. That attitude cannot exist today. It cannot.